This summer, NPR has been looking at comebacks, from politicians reinventing themselves to the recovery of once endangered species. There's a special place in comeback heaven for disgraced movie stars. Winona Ryder made everyone forget about her 2001 shoplifting arrest with her role in the movie Black Swan. Ryder played a former ballerina in a jealous frenzy. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered how far her comeback has taken her.
Here's the thing. People root for Winona Ryder. Film critic Wesley Morris has ever since the 1988 movie Beetlejuice.
I just really related to how she didn't feel like she belonged anywhere.
Ryder played the ultimate depressive goth chick.
I am alone.
She brought a kind of in-the-joke sincerity to the Tim Burton movie she starred in.
I am utterly alone.
Ryder was dark, yet beguiling, with an elfin edge. That distinguished her from the wholesome prettiness of earlier teen queens. And Morris says it was easy for Generation X kids to identify with her.
It didn't matter what gender you were, what race you were. She captured something essential about being young and curious and kind of insecure, but also kind of self-confident at the same time.
What is your damage, Heather?
Don't blame me. Blame Heather.
Remember Heathers or Reality Bites? Morris says writers' performances in the 1980s and 90s captured contemporary rhythms.
She was a kind of generational voice that I think lost the generation she was a part of. And I think that she did a lot of period pieces, and then the costume thing started to happen.
The Age of Innocence, The Crucible, Little Women.
Late at night, my mind would come alive with voices and stories and friends as dear to me as any in the real world.
None, of course, as tragically overwrought as Bram Stoker's Dracula.
You are my love and my life always.
Well, that was a disaster.
James Patrick Herman edits the online magazine Verge. He says Ryder's next mistake was supporting the casting of a then little-known Angelina Jolie in 1999's Girl Interrupted. It's about a group of young women in a mental institution. And what was supposed to be a showcase for Winona Ryder turned, says Herman, into a Bette Davis, Joan Crawford-style smackdown.
You can see the horror in Winona's eyes as Angelina Jolie steals the movie.
My God, what the hell was that?
Oh, just a performance that would win Angelina Jolie an Oscar. 2 years later came Ryder's arrest for shoplifting.
It was just such a cute scandal, stealing Marc Jacobs' clothes. Who wouldn't want to steal Marc Jacobs' clothes?
And Gucci and other designers. A mundane crime by Hollywood standards, says critic Wesley Morris. And in spite of the shoplifting and the jokes about famous ex-boyfriends.
She's not like a lot of stars where, like, you just want them to go away and you don't want to see them again.
And that's why, says Morris, Ryder's comeback has been celebrated in practically every film she's done since. Sure, the roles are smaller, but they've steadily rebuilt her reputation. She played Spock's mom in the Star Trek reboot. She's in an upcoming movie with James Franco and a British prestige project written and directed by David Hare. Her representatives ignored our requests for interviews, but in a chat on the website HitFlix, Winona Ryder suggested she no longer feels the need to carry a movie.
They say if you have 3 years, you're lucky. And so, you know, I'm just grateful that that I'm still asked to do these special things.
But Winona Ryder should not just settle for special stunt casting or even supporting roles, says critic Wesley Morris.
She needs a show. She needs a TV show. I hope her agent is listening to this segment.
Morris says he'd love to see Winona Ryder star in something like Orange is the New Black, something to showcase her humor as well as her vulnerability. And he adds, no more costume dramas. Nothing set any earlier than, say, the 1990s. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.